Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Got a great show for you tonight. We have Wombat Roo creator Brady Canfield on the show. So if you got any questions, comments, concerns, whatnot, feel free to give us a call here, 646-929-2037. Once again, Wombat Roo creator Brady Canfield. And I want to hear from you. I didn't do my hacksaw, though.
I want to hear from you.
Mess my throat up every time. Anyway, 646-929-2037 is the number. And as always, if you're a little too gun-shy on the finger, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, because I, of course, want to hear from you either way. By phone, live, or email if you got anything that's on your mind you want talked about, or if it's a question you want to speak to Mr. Canfield tonight, feel free to email dick@smoothdrama.com, or you can visit our chat room either on Blog Talk, or if you're one of the people watching live on Smooth Drama TV, you can post your question in the chat room. And I'll be sure to answer it. And last but not least, as always, y'all know I'm into stalking. So in order for me to stalk you effectively, I would need you to text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with me and I can keep up with you. It'd be like a symbiotic type deal. We can stalk each other. We can feed off each other, stalking each other. More interpersonal connection that way, I feel. Anyway, once again, just text the word smooth drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device, and we can get our stalk on. Not quite as good as NFL's Chris Chambers, who married his stalker. It's kind of funny. Chris Chambers, formerly of the Miami Dolphins and San Diego Chargers, now currently with the Kansas City Chiefs, married the woman who stalked and harassed his family last year. Stacy Bernice Saunders, well, formerly Stacy Bernice Saunders, I'm going to guess maybe she's Stacy Bernice Saunders Chambers. You know how people do it now. They don't take on the last name. They want to hyphenate their name into it. So that would make her like comedic African, because she would be with like five or six names. Anyway, she had been charged with 11 misdemeanor counts for allegedly stalking Mr. Chambers and his former wife, mother-in-law, sister-in-law over a six-month period. So, Christina Chambers, who is now divorced from Chris, testifies that Saunders had harassed her and her family with menacing phone calls. And I guess Chris had ended the relationship, so he said. But now they're kind of, well, not kind of. After he dropped the charges, a week or so later, he divorced his wife then. And married his stalker in Vegas. So, I guess stalkers out there, you got some hope. You know, you too can marry an NFL, NBA, NBBL, maybe even a Canadian football player if you stalk them hard enough. Set your goals high, stalkers. It's possible for you, I guess. That's crazy. But I guess it takes all kinds. And speaking of taking all kinds, reality show star, I guess if you want to call her a star, Tila Tequila, was performing this weekend at a music festival in Illinois when, according to witnesses and law enforcement officials, she got cut up at the show was called The Gathering of the Juggalos. And I guess she started singing her song and they started throwing rocks and beer bottles and all this other stuff at Miss Tequila. I don't mean to laugh, but you have to be really, really, really bad for folks to start throwing stuff at you. I mean, we see that on the cartoons, but I guess she took it to the next level of terrible. I mean, it's not funny, but it kind of is. The fact that they threw rocks at her and beer bottles and whatnot. And to make it even worse, Miss Tequila tried to take off her top to, I guess, calm the crowd down. And that's when they said that the bottles flew harder and faster at her after she bared her breast. So that's, I don't know, maybe she just started off with strike one because her name was Tila Tequila and maybe they didn't like her reality show. And then strike two was when she started singing. And strike three was, you're out, when she took her shirt off. Kind of ugly. It's kind of sad, too. I mean, she tried to take her shirt off and that did you no good. So I just goes to show you, all you performers out there, hey, it doesn't matter whether or not you're half naked, whatnot, you look good. If people paid their $35-$40 and you ain't bringing it, you might get stoned. And think, she got stoned and she wasn't even in the Middle East. Heaven forbid she'd have been there, huh? It might have got ugly. But hey, we not going to be stuck on ugly here. As y'all know me, I'm about the love movement. And so, speaking of love, there's nothing more beautiful or more loving than when a child is born. And state of Hawaii, they just reported that they had their first baby conceived using frozen eggs. Now, I know for some people, that may not necessarily be a pretty concept because what we are talking about is eggs being taken from women. I mean, it's a good concept because they're saying that they would take eggs from individuals who may have cancer or who may not be ready to have a child. And then they would freeze those eggs. And I guess what they do is they take the fluid out so that the eggs don't crystallize. And then they fertilize the eggs when the recipient is ready. And you have a child. And from what I'm seeing, they've been doing it for a while now. They said they've 600 babies worldwide have been born using this process. 200 here in the United States, as a matter of fact. So, it's good in a way, but as a conspiracy theorist, you know, I know we've already been doing the cancer, whatnot, I mean, the cloning, but when we start talking about, how do I put it, the whole bioengineering human beings, it sounds good. As someone who may have had a problem, if you were a female and you had problem conceiving, this might be good for you. And they say that actually the majority of the vitro process, as they call it, can cost in between $8,000 and $13,000, but the doctors say the insurance will cover the majority of it. It's a scary concept, because we are once again talking about putting your hands, your children's hands in DNA, in the hands of doctors you may or may not know. Do you trust them? It's a scary concept, son. I know for me, I'd be afraid of that as someone if you were individual, you were involved in that situation. It's a lot to talk about. I mean, it's a good thing, but it could have the potential ramifications to become ugly, because then you start talking about switching eggs and who's fertilizing what and why, and do they fertilize this group of individuals and not that group of individuals? Can it get ugly? But on that note, it's hip hop time for me. I'm not gonna worry about it this week, I guess. You know, on that note, don't go to the song of the night, Don't Rush Me, off of Jean Gray's album This Week. Enjoy.
Yeah. Got some beats that you just sing to for no reason.
Like the way I know the smoke has kind of broken my health. Yep. Like the way I know my flow don't make appropriate wealth. I can't change that, but funny I'm saying that when it's money I'm aimed at.
Come on.
I don't give a fuck if you frame that or quote it. Yeah. I meant what I said, because I wrote it, point noted.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm overly sensitive when it comes to wealth. Just about everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so hard-headed, I don't need your help. Like, no advice for these records, like it's me, myself. Like, I don't ever want to breathe if it requires assistance. Just shut down my system. I'm a victim of choosing bad love.
Uh-huh.
Bad luck loosely. Every man's touch seems to be a doozy. And plus, I'm attached to this loosely. Stand on my 2 feet. So it's hard enough to even have to physically move me. Go ahead, try.
I know I'm on the right path.
Come on
to who I'm gonna be at last. Don't rush me, nigga.
Try.
I know I'm rolling right.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, both on the dark and light.
Come on.
Anything like me is everything to live.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, I got everything to give. Don't rush me.
Hey, get your hand off me.
Don't rush me.
You stupid, I'll cut you. I gotta be more disciplined. I'm listening more to straight logic, blocking random shit that's drifting in. Age is a motherfucker.
Damn right.
Find myself staring at the little kids, thinking I could beat them like a stepmother. Creeping on a come up of 30 soon, but looking 20.
Ooh,
the food catches up thinking now, plenty. Attending christenings of my best friend's children, and they're asking who's next. And I'm wishing for 6 more wishes for Christmas. Or kids on the wish list.
Or
time it seems to be in existence.
Uh-huh.
I'm a team player, not.
Nope.
The dry wit is similar to Arizona weather. Say it, nigga.
Hot.
Patent leather sole. Tapping at my goals.
Uh-huh.
If the album's not platinum, then I'll have to rack a gold.
Yeah.
Just rapping ain't for nothing. Unless I hold plaque so I can sit up on a boat like Colin.
Roll that.
And you know that.
Uh-huh. I'm on the right path. Uh-huh. To who I'm gonna be at last. Don't crush me, nigga. I know I'm rolling right.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, both on the dark and light.
Yeah.
They say life needs everything to live.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, I got everything to give. Don't rush me.
Didn't I just tell you?
Don't rush me.
this here is the most serious that I've ever been, the most clear-headed. My gear fetish clearly needs an account, so if I need, I smoke them all like Dennis Leary, and I'm out. Be out straight, though, thanks for adding more insecurity. Just as I was finding my level of maturity, just as I was minding my business, tried to murder Dean's confidence, but lucky for me, you're all incompetent. And roadblocking this guest, I see him trying to put a stop to my obnoxiousness, but I stayed long-winded, like saying George Papadopoulos. I know, but I write from the heart with this, so I've got some things to work on. My moodiness, like masturbation, gets this jerk on. My fascination with the fast pace, the money's encapsulated in my mind's space, like, what a thrill, half dated. And I know I'm not in last place, but it's hard to work through it with this mask face. The masking tape over all the window keeps the cold out. And every time I'm laying down, my back breaks because it's old now. I yell too much, get stressed too quick. But the best thing about it, I can change that shit. It still remains who I came down to earth to be. It's not Jean Grey, that's just the name, you'll see.
I know I'm on the right path, to who I'm gonna be at last, but don't crush me now. I know I'm rolling right, at the same time, both on the dark and light. And it ain't like me, everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give, you don't crush me.
Please don't make me kill you, I don't want to.
Don't crush me.
I don't need to go to jail right now. I got things to do. I can't be locked up, man.
Drama. That was Jean Grey, Don't Rush Me, off her album This Week. Love that song for some reason. Anyway, right now we're going to get Mr. Canfield on the phone here. We're going to talk Wombat Root.
Hello, this is Brady.
Mr. Canfield, how you doing, sir? Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Canfield's my dad. I'm just Brady.
All right, my bad. How you doing, Brady?
That's good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I got to tell you, I read the comic. I enjoyed it very much. I love the concept, and I wanted to ask you, where did you come up with the concept for Wombat Root?
It's a concept I used to call atmospheric parameterization. It just kind of fell out of the sky, and I went, oh, okay, and I started writing it down.
All right.
So to be honest, I don't know how my own creative process works. I just accept it, and ideas happen, and I scribble down the ones I like.
Nothing wrong with that?
No, the title itself, though, came from back during the Cold War, and that's probably what kicked a lot of this off. I was in the Air Force, and those of us that were on the line to attack the Soviet Union in case they ever got kind of froggy and didn't want to behave, we were called combat crew.
Oh.
And see how that rhymes? It's I'm going on alert one day, and the truck in front of me that's supposed to say combat crew, it's not Hollywood. These trucks are rusty and old. We just had what we had. And the paint was chipped, and where it's supposed to say combat crew on it, it looked more like Wombat Roo. And I just went, huh. Well, that sounds like a character. So I wrote it down, and then I took notes here and there. And so it kind of diverges from there. I'm glad you read the story, but yeah, that's where the name came from itself.
All right. Now, I was going to ask you about that, the whole enemy is gone, but we go broke on arms just in case. Is that like a subliminal message?
It actually wasn't. It just seemed like the right thing to do, and it was probably influenced by... Actually, not by our country, but by other countries that did go flat broke. And that's one of the reasons the Soviet Union broke up, is they got no money left, and they just fell apart.
Yeah, well.
So, and I thought that was a good thing, and like as you saw, it was kind of a, there was a, this Armageddon that was about to happen, and they're building all their lives and getting ready for it, and then it just went away. And now they're like, okay, now what do we do?
Yeah. Well, I know they probably need to do like us and create an enemy. I'm saying they need to do like us and create an enemy. Now, explain, because I have read it, but our listeners have not. Explain to us the concept of Wombat Root and what's going on with the story.
Well, overall, it's a fantasy adventure saga, and it's three main characters, and the two of them, the Cat Jones, the player, they're trying to help rebuild their country, and they get kind of a line on this this amazing treasure that's supposed to be somewhere, and figure, well, that's a good place to start because they don't have anything else to do, and so they set out to rebuild it. So the first thing they're trying to do is find the resources, find this treasure, so they can start helping put their lives back together. And along the way, they're of course going to encounter different challenges as they go along. Overall, what they were preparing for was this army that was conquering country after country after country, led by this wolf named Quinn. And what happened was Quinn just all of a sudden disappeared one day, and nobody knew where he went to, not even his armies. He just vanished. Later on issues, we'll find out more of what's going on with that. I just don't want to give it away just yet. But
I was going to ask you, do we see Quinn again?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He is still a major player. So, but you've got three main characters. You've got Wombat Root. He's the main one. He's obviously a wombat. Then you've got Jack, who is a jackalope. That's mainly because I grew up in the West, and, you know, jackalopes are kind of a big deal, and I just wanted to add that character.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then they have the cat. Her name is Jade.
I like Jade.
Everybody likes Jade. she pretty much rocks.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you, what is a jackalope?
It's a jackrabbit with antlers.
Wow. I didn't know they existed.
They actually don't. I guess I could have really milked that one. I should have. My chance. I had my wife believe in it for about 2 years, but then when she found out, that wasn't kind of cold in the house for a little while. But
yeah,
we moved past that.
Yeah, because I was like a jackalope. I was like, this is one of them corners of the zoo I never went to.
Yeah. Yeah, if you end up someplace in the West, like in the middle of Wyoming, you'll see them. And that's what really got my wife going, was that they actually have them stuffed. They have these stuffed rabbits with antlers on them. And anyway.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as Wombat Rue goes, what's up with the dreams? Is this going to be something that's reoccurring?
That'll be every issue or every chapter, call it what you will start with him having this nightmare. And as we go along, I'll have reasons why it's happening. So that'll be in later on in the story is why. But for now, he just has these nightmares. And so every issue is going to start out with him with a nightmare with his saber tooth, which always gets him. And he wakes up, and then they start their adventure.
That's kind of terrible.
Maybe it is. I think it starts out, because you probably read it, just like all of a sudden, okay, where the heck am I? I think I was influenced a lot years ago by Raiders of the Lost Ark, when you're sitting in the theater and all of a sudden you're in the middle of action and things are flying everywhere and people are running and you're going, what? And then it kind of calms down a little bit and the story takes off. And you went, oh, okay.
No, I dug the concept. I thought it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, for me, as far as the animal characters go, I was going back to dating myself to old Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew, Mighty Mouse and Underdog and all that. And I thought you even gave him a weapon and named it Valiant.
Yeah, I did. And part of it, there's so many fantasy stories out there and video games like Zelda where everybody's got a sword, and that's fine. But I just wanted to be a little bit different. And part of it, too, is wombats. They're actually a marsupial from Australia, and they dig. So it just made sense to me to put a shovel in his hand instead of a sword and let him go with that.
Yeah.
And he's pretty adept with it. And obviously he likes it, and he named it.
Yeah. Hey, the shovel, if you're a wombat, it's your best friend. You're into digging, and you mess your nails up like that. You can pay a lot of money getting your nails done. I'm just saying. But as far as the character goes, you want to get into the dynamic between the main characters, Rue, Jack, and Jade. And how you plan on meshing that out and playing that out over the series?
They're companions and they have to work together, but it doesn't mean that they always have to like each other. Just kind of like they're more of a team than anything else. Obviously, they're going to become really good friends and really close, but that doesn't mean that they always get along.
Right.
Because I think that's just not. Not that I'm trying to be real. I mean, come on, they're animals that talk and at hand, so let's start there. But I just wanted to give them a little bit more on the personality side, and I want people to be able to identify with the characters themselves.
Yeah. Oh well, you kind of had me in tears with the ending up in the land of the jackasses. That was kind of funny.
Thank you.
For those who don't know, he had them in the land of jackasses, and you say something, and the jackasses, they believe it because they're not bright.
Right.
That was hilarious.
Oh, good. Yeah, they'll have to actually go back there again. And that'll be probably the fourth issue. They'll have to go back there.
Now I was going to ask you that. This is going to be an ongoing series where you're going to just do it as one big graphic novel?
What I've got planned right now is I've got 12 issues outlined, and that covers the whole saga that I have. And then what it'll end up being is probably 3 graphic novels. So every 4 issues I will put into a graphic novel.
Okay.
And try and round it out. Not leaving too much. The first one had a pretty big cliffhanger on it, so I want to have a little bit more story going on with them. But it really does lend itself better as a graphic novel. I just felt like it's important to go ahead and publish each chapter as I complete it, just to kind of keep it going and get it out there in the world and let people know about it see who likes it.
So, I mean, you plan on doing like animated shorts, on your website, like web comics, how will we be able to find Wombat Roo?
You can find it on the website. Actually, it's easy to find on Facebook. You just do a search for Wombat Roo. You do a Google search for Wombat Roo, and it'll probably be one of the first things that pop up. And I'm working with a guy. My website actually sucks. It's some kind of magic that I just don't know that realm. However, Facebook is pretty easy to use, so I'm able to update pictures and load. And on the Facebook site, I actually put deleted scenes and outtakes that I don't put in the regular comic book.
Oh, okay.
So part of kind of like DVD extras, only it's not a DVD, at least not yet. After probably the fifth or sixth issue, I will probably put some little short 30-second or 1-minute animated like flash animation.
Right.
Available for people like YouTube type videos, but I do plan to animate it in the long run, and I'm looking at probably about since it's just starting now, probably 18 months from now to have it
Right. Unless you know some people in the studio or whatnot, I know it takes a while to get those type things going.
It does. And then when we start looking at the number of pictures for each one, and yeah, there's a lot involved in animation.
Right.
Especially when you're looking at about 1,000 pictures for 5 minutes, I'm like, wow.
I know. I remember doing the 30-second animation, and it took me like a couple of days just to get 30 seconds in. So I know how the animation game goes. It's one of the longest, most tedious things you can do.
Yeah, John, the same thing over and over again, almost, and just like changes, yes. And right now, it takes me about 2 months to make each chapter, and that's just driving at it full time.
Right.
I had no idea when I started that, wow, there's a lot of stuff involved, because it's not just doing the art and doing the story, but then you've got to do all the formatting and a whole lot of grown-up stuff with working with the print shops and everything else.
Right. So now, you plan on doing any convention touring, like different conventions in your area, whatnot, as far as comic book conventions go?
I do, and some unconventional ones as well. I've been going to like a farmers market type places, places where people wouldn't expect it, and it's been working out really well. I actually sell more there than I do at the conventions. And I was at WonderCon this spring.
You said farmers market?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, they've got the booths. You've got this. Well, the farmers markets are more modern now. They've got a lot of crafts and things going on, and I just threw up a tent, and there's one. I'm from Park City, and there's one every Sunday that they block off a couple blocks of Main Street. They actually call it the Park City Market. So there's a little bit of a farmer's market there, but it's mostly things that people make themselves. It's a lot of jewelry, a lot of different types of clothes. A lot of artists go there, and it sits well. And yeah, and one day I sold more issues than I did all at the 3 days of WonderCon, which is in San Francisco. But I will do some other conventions too. I'm careful. I'll do the Alternative Press Expo this coming October, and that'll be out in close to you, actually, in San Francisco. And then I'll probably do the Emerald City in Seattle. I think I've got a few others on my list that will be coming up in the spring.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely look forward to catching up to you there.
Yeah, I definitely when I'm out for the Alternative Press Expo or APE. I'd love to hook up with you.
All right. Yeah, I miss you at WonderCon because I was definitely there.
WonderCon was big. There was a lot going on at WonderCon this year.
Yeah, I was actually shocked. I thought it would have been a smaller one, sort of like the Anaheim one was, but it was actually quite huge.
It was huge. Yeah, I was right next to the Hitchcock comics, if you ever happened to see them.
Wow, that's funny you talked about. I was standing there talking to that guy. I didn't see you.
Yeah,
right
next to him. Had that. But also, I didn't. That was my first one, so I didn't have a lot of out there. It was more of a learning experience than anything. But now I've got banners with full comic pages and glitz and all the everything but the ponies and the dancing girls. But almost there.
All right. Well, you know, pony sell.
Yeah.
Now I was going to ask you, as a comic book creator, are you like a fan of other works, whatnot? And if so, what do you look at? You know, like what are some of your favorites?
I've got a lot of favorites. What I look at the comic books I have are kind of eclectic. For me, the story is important and the artwork is important. And the latest one, sometimes if there's a really good artist out there, you know that they've paired them with a pretty good writer. Lately, anything that Scotty Young does, I love. And I think he's doing The Wizard of Oz right now, which is just, I think it's just phenomenal. I love the artwork.
Now, is that the Marvel version of Wizard of Oz? 'Cause I know there's a few companies doing The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Marvel's doing it, and it's the later stories. It's the books of Oz that come after the Wizard of Oz, after the first story, the big famous movie. So because the stories can go on after that.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know. I kind of get skeptical when I see that kind of stuff. You know, when they start touching the classic, although it has worked with the Star Wars franchise and Star Trek in particular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like some of these ideas, I didn't think there was too much further. What else could you do with the Wizard of Oz and its character line?
Yeah, well, they've got, I don't know, did you read any of the books after the first Wizard of Oz?
No, sir. Although I do see Marvel in my left eye and my right eye only.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a huge Marvel Comics guy, and my cabinet runs over.
I understand. I've got a lot of Marvel stuff going on as well. And I've kind of, as you probably noticed, I kind of got away from the superhero overbuilt guys. I just wanted to adventure with some people that, like I said, we could identify and say, yeah, I can do that, or I felt that before.
No, well, I mean, that was, although the DC character, the whole Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew, you know, that was the whole character line built on I guess it was their, one of DC's many multiverses, and it was the animal multiverse, and Captain Carrot was their Superman, so to say, and he had his whole Zoo Crew, which was like the Justice League. So,
yeah, was that similar to the Flaming Carrot?
He got his power from a superpowered radioactive carrot.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I'm thinking of the Mystery Man, which was a small indie for a while. That was good. I do like a lot of the alternative ones. You kind of got to pick and choose, but there's some real diamonds out there that are just fun to get into and see.
Yeah, I mean, no, I've since I've been going to the Comic-Con, you know, that's where I get to find guys like yourself, you know, small independent creators who have a different take on things as opposed to the mainstream guys who do books to sell to a mass audience, and sometimes it takes away from the storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm trying to keep it. That's why I have a few more pages of story in mind right now. And part of that is just the way I write and draw. I can't tell a story in 22 pages. I'm just not able to do that. It takes me 28.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'm not mad at a guy who wants to give me more bang for my buck.
Oh, good.
That's you at all.
So I'm working. I'm trying to do that, so. And another one that just, which was kind of funny, is that I was next to the hip hop comics is, cause you know, Pierre,
right.
And he's talking about, doing a comic book for HISD, one of his bands,
right,
when they released their third album. And that to me is really exciting.
Yeah. No, I was telling him that he needed to do a comic book, a superhero type deal, and he needed to be at Comic-Con. You know, I told him you have a booth there, and you break out the HISD comic. I mean, it'd be a big deal. It's not a lot of hip hop groups. I mean, I know Wu-Tang Clan tried it. I don't know the returns on it, because they were already big, but it's not a lot of groups that have done that.
I think it's a really good thing. I just love the idea of it, and I like the story that they did too. They sent me their songs, and I can follow what's going on in it. I think it really lent itself well to a graphic story.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you know. Now, aside from Wombat Roo, do you have anything else on tap that you'd be looking at unveiling?
I will, but not in the near future. This is down the road. Once I get the Wombat Roo, of course, closer to about three quarters of the way done, then I'll start putting together some of the other ones I have. It's more, and I'm thinking of actually looking at like Europe or something, but my grandmother was a cowgirl. They homesteaded in the early 1900s from out in Montana, and she kept a journal her whole life. And she wasn't the standard meek woman. I mean, when she went to college, she went to graduate school, and after that she decided she was going to ride the Continental Divide, and she took a horse and a mule, and away she went. And,
all right. Well, Brady, can I hold you for a second? We have a call.
No problem.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
What's going on, man? This is Golden.
Hey, Golden.
I was just calling to chime in with you.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know, Golden is the producer for HISD, the group that we were just speaking about.
Yeah. What's up,
man?
What's
going on, man? Oh, I'm just joking. I'm sitting up here. I'm talking to Brady from Wombat Roof.
Yeah, I just got my issue when yesterday, and I really like it.
Yeah,
really
okay.
Like it.
Well, we were actually just talking about you. It's funny you called right then. We were speaking about you and how we look forward to you guys when y'all come out with not only your album but a comic book.
Oh yeah, that should be interesting to see us all look like cartoon characters. That should be pretty interesting. But, that will be coming out, I guess, maybe around the same time, if not maybe a month afterwards, when the album comes out as far as the comic book. But, yeah, it should be something fun for young audiences, even older guys who's into comics.
Don't be shocked by it, but a lot of comic book fans are – older guys.
True. I agree. I would agree. I've seen the people at Comic-Con. I've seen people that are 60 years old dressing up like Superman. So, yeah.
All right. So are you going to do the Wombat Root theme song?
I'm actually in the studio session now, so I keep that in mind. We might be able to pull that off.
All right, and you know, not to plug myself or anything, but I would love a HISD smooth drama hit.
Oh,
if you don't,
okay.
Why you working on it? I mean, I do play y'all probably more than y'all play yourself, but I'm not going to.
Well, cool. I have to keep that in mind too, man. Your little theme song, every good heroes to have some, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I brought it up. You know, we got Brady on, and I'm like, Wombat Root need a theme song, man.
Yeah,
you know,
he do.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in the studio with my partner, Cosmo, DJ Cosmo, so I'm pretty sure between the two of us we can come up with a theme song for Wombat Root.
Okay.
I'm going to let him take one of the books home and watch. We'll have a song for him in a couple of days.
Yeah, I actually plan on working on a couple characters for y'all also, as well as the Wombat Root thing. So you already know what your special weapon is going to be, what I used to call you.
Are you an artist, too?
Yes, sir.
You are?
Yes, sir.
I've got a collection going of people that draw my characters.
Yeah, I plan on adding to your collection. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to see my work, you can go to my Facebook page on the Smooth Drama Dick Hugger Facebook page, and I've got like 60 or 70 pictures, and it's in my photo album Smooth Doodles for those who want to see. I've thrown together a few pictures in my day.
Huh. I'll have to check that out.
I got a few more in me.
I'm gonna definitely go by there and look on that.
Yeah, and for you, Mr. Golden, I definitely got the greatest character and design for you. Extra special.
I can't wait to see it, man.
Yeah, I think you'll dig it.
All right. That's what's up. I'll be looking for it.
All right. Well, I want to thank both you guys for, one, you, Golden, for calling, and you, Mr. Canfield, for coming on the show. I definitely plan on speaking with you again. I plan on sending you something sometime, either this week or next week. I'm going through my artistic Rolodex and throwing up. I've been prolific lately. I've been dropping picture after picture after picture, and I definitely got an idea, a Wombat Root cover for you. I'll send it to you. You can tell me what you think.
Outstanding. Thank you. And I look forward to meeting you in person in October.
Yes, sir. I look forward to doing the same. And Golden, I'm just saying, my theme song, man. You know, my shout out, family. All that.
All right, I got you, man.
I love you, man.
Love you too, man.
I'm crying on the air.
I love you, man. What's up, man? Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you, man. We gonna handle it.
All right. Now everybody heard it now. So you know, don't make me walk to Texas.
I'm going to the website now just so I can see what when it comes on, the song that I've seen better be playing.
All right,
man. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Thank you, Mr. Hugger. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Hey, it's been a pleasure, and feel free. Anytime you got something going, hit me up. You can come on the show. You can call anytime. Anything on your mind, something you want to talk about, whatnot, I'm here for you.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Now be in touch. You take care.
All right, you too. Ciao.
All right. That was Brady Canfield, creator of Wombat Roo. You should check him out. It's actually a great concept. You know, I'm a big comic guy, so, you know, some people will say, oh, you're just saying all of them are great concepts. Like, no, not really. Not all of them are great concepts. There are some that aren't great concepts. Sort of like something I've been railing against forever and a day. One of my favorite companies, Marvel Comics, and their Ultimate Hulk, who looks like Mr. T with the damn mohawk and the 35 gold chains and the leather jacket. Every time I see that, I want to burn down the comic book store, but I refrain. I'm just saying, I don't think the Ultimate Hulk, who is coincidentally a Black Hulk, he's a black man in Hulk, and he's got the leather jacket and the gold chains and the shades. I don't think that's a funky look, but that's just me. Oh, hold on a second. Carly, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up, Dick Hugger?
I'm good. What's going on, Black Steel? How you living?
Oh, I'm living good, man. Just chilling, you know. Just calling up to give a shout out to you and the Smooth Drama Show.
All right. How you been, man?
Oh, man, you know, just maintaining, you know, just trying to live positive.
All right. Well, while I got you here, I'm about to go into the part of the show that I kind of like the most, where I get to talk about stupid people, you know, because somebody got to talk about them. If you don't, hold on a second. I guess we got another call. Yeah. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Fred's mom. I don't know if I want to talk on that. Fred's mom.
Hello, Fred's mom.
Fred, do you want to talk to me?
Okay.
Okay, this is your mother.
Hello, mother.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Can I call you back after the show?
You don't want to talk?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to talk to you, but can I call you when I'm not on the air?
I said, well, you want me to come as Catwoman?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I will okay. Talk to you after the show. Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. Love you. Always.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That was an awkward situation.
Anyway,
who am I, man, Dick? I was trying to say, okay, we're going to talk about stupid people. Here we go.
Yes. We're going to get back to stupid people. Starting with the woman who tried to deposit cocaine in the bank. You know, in South Windsor, Connecticut, a woman is facing charges after she handed a bank teller an envelope contained in cocaine, trying to get it deposited.
Yeah.
There ain't too many words for that.
Yeah, it is.
you
stupid.
You're kind of out there. cocaine and, I need this deposit. I guess she wanted to hold on to it so she can withdraw it later.
Or she figured she give them the cocaine and they turn it into money and give it back to her.
Yeah, it's like, yo, how much is this worth? Can I get in the bank?
Yo, on the street, yo, this is like 2 G's.
So just deposit that and I'll come back and pull it tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys take care of that for me and, just deposit it in my account.
Yeah. And speaking of just say no, also, in Pennsylvania, Franklin County, Pennsylvania, a man who called the police because he got bit by a viper, he was kind of high, Barry Painter, 38-year-old, was playing with a Western Gaboon viper, which are kind of poisonous. You know, anybody who doesn't know, if you're not from the South, whatnot, or you don't study snakes, vipers are quite poisonous. And he was playing with it. They say he was intoxicated. I find that hard to believe, but then I don't find it that hard to believe.
That's another one. Hey, brother, you stupid.
Barry Painter, you are very stupid. But Barry ain't the dumbest.
Well,
actually, Barry has nothing on the Mets pitcher Francisco Rodriguez. I don't know if you heard about this one. Francisco Rodriguez, who got into a fight with his girlfriend's father, tore the ligaments in his thumb, and he's out for the season. And if that's not bad enough, the Mets put him on the disqualified list, and now they're going to void his contract, which happens to be over 2 years, 11.5 this year, 17.5 next year, so he's going to lose $29 million.
Yeah. Hey, we need to pull our money together and get him the Dummy of the Year award.
he's in the all-time top five at a $29 million fight.
Exactly.
I'm like, I'll have my representative call your representative to tell you that we can virtually fight in the video game.
or,
the
or, Or I'll pay my homeboy, I'll give my homeboy $5,000 to go over there and punch you.
No, I'm not even doing that, because then they'll sue me because they'll say, oh, you sent your homeboy. No. The only way
true.
I'm fighting as an athlete is virtually. In the virtual world, we can get down. You create your Second Life character, I create mine, and we let's go for it. Let's make it happen. And whoever loses, just shuts up. Either that or Rock 'em Sock 'em Robot. You remember that? You just bam, 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 bam. And if the head come off, you lost, and that's it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, 29. I got 29 million reasons not to want to fight. And now I hope he saved his money.
Yep.
I hope he saved his money. If not, it's not a good thing for him.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not a good thing. Oh, and you know, getting off the dumbasses for a minute, we're going to talk about a hater. The guy, the Craigslist killer, I guess supposedly he killed himself in jail. He committed suicide.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I want to give a special no moment of silence for his punk ass. He could have just killed himself before and not after he killed some people. Just saying. That was it. Ain't nothing else to say about him.
Also in the news, on another somber note, an article I read today about the lady in South Carolina who killed both of her kids and drove the car into the lake. She was going through some issues and stuff like that, but that, you know, that's just a sad thing for somebody to do that, especially, you know, for people that can't have kids and people that love kids.
Right.
You know, that was just a real dumb thing to do. You know, there are other options out there for people in that type of situation. If she would have just reached out to somebody and said, I need some kind of help, there could have been hundreds of people out there that could have helped her. So, you know, my heart goes out to the family and to the kids, you know, that perished in that whole tragic situation.
Well, I think that's touching on another one of those issues that kind of nobody talks about. You know, when we walk by all those homeless folks on the street, whatnot, these people need mental help. A lot of them do. But here in the richest country in the world, we can't help those people. And so we all see them. You know, it's kind of... It's tragic because they walk by us every day, and we all know that they need help, but realistically, there's nothing that we can do.
Yeah, true that.
Because supposedly the funds aren't there, but here in California, the election, they're spending the most money ever. I mean, they spent almost $200-300 million for an election, but you know, we have no money for important things. You know, that goes back to the whole what's our priorities as a society.
Yeah.
It gets glossed over.
We can take care of everybody in the world, but we can't take care of our own people.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. Are we taking care of everybody in the world? I mean, we pay taxpayer money. Where does that money actually go?
Yeah.
I mean, the money that supposedly went to Haiti still hasn't touched ground yet. Now, that was a while ago.
Maybe,
but money hasn't touched ground.
Maybe it was funded through another one of Dick Cheney's corporations out there, something like that.
Yeah, I know. I need to call my cousin. Need to call my cousin Dick up and say, hey, can I get a piece?
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanna thank Brady Canfield of Wombat Roo for coming on the show. I wanna thank Golden of HISD for coming on the show. I wanna thank my man Black Steel, smooth drummer, music critic extraordinaire, for coming on the show.
And as always, I wanna thank you for allowing me to come on the show. And
man, come on now. You know you my man. You know, where am I going to go for my music, love, so I don't get it from you? And on that note, I want to say thank you to everybody who listened. I'm Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. We out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama.